Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
On this episode of the Cardinals Insider Podcast, we're introducing you to two best friends reunited with the St. Louis Cardinals.
We definitely are a little shocked, and I don't think it's really hit us yet, but ready to get going and excited to kind of push each other through the system.
Those, of course, are Nolan Gorman and Matthew Libertor. Hello and welcome to the program. My name is Brett McMillan. Gorman and Libby both drafted in 2018, first rounders of the Greater Phoenix area. Gorman taken by the Cardinals, becoming a highly touted prospect, and Libby a very elite prospect in his own right, the left-handed pitcher taken by the Tampa Bay Rays. Their paths reconverging in January of this year when the Cardinals sent Jose Martinez, Randy Arozarena, and their competitive balance round A pick to Tampa to acquire Libby. Of course, at first, a lot of Cardinal fans probably seeing Jose Martinez leaving was the headline, but now Libby being highly considered as one of the better pitchers in the Cardinals system. In fact, he's the number one overall pitcher in the Cards system, according to MLB.com's Top 100 rankings. He's the third-rated prospect overall, just one slot behind Nolan Gorman, his best bud, who's number two. So how did that trade happen? How did the two of them find out that they were being reunited in St. Louis? They tell the tale, Libby first, followed by Gorman.
I actually didn't know who I got traded to when I first found out that I got traded, so a bunch of my buddies from the Rays were texting me congratulations and everything, and I was texting them back like, hey, thanks, but who is it to? And I found out it was the Cardinals, called my parents immediately, shared the news with them. My second phone call was right to Nolan. Which ended up getting declined, but once I got a hold of him, I was like, hey man, you're not going to believe it, we're teammates again. And I think we were both super stoked about that.
He actually called me while I was mini golfing down in Jupiter with the instructional camp, so I didn't answer the first time. And he ended up texting me saying, hey, I need to talk to you, and then I ended up calling him after the tournament was over of mini golf, and he told me, you know, I'm coming to play for the Cardinals. I just got traded, and I was like kind of both in shock, but it was also just a super exciting moment.
You can look up plenty of info on these guys online. They are highly touted prospects, as we have mentioned already. But how do you get to know them on a personal level? Well, that's pretty easy for these two. They've grown up together. They played ball together as little kids. They played against each other in high school, and they've been the best of friends throughout it all. So we asked them, how would you describe the other guy, not necessarily between the white lines, but when he's away from the ball field? Gorman answers first, and then Libby.
He's competitive. You know, he loves to win, loves to just go out on the mound and, you know, dominate other hitters, make people look silly, and he does the same thing when he's playing ping pong. So he's just a really competitive kid, but super nice as well.
Obviously my best friend, but super kind and caring, got a great sense of humor, super competitive. I think that's part of the reason we're such good friends, is because we're both so competitive with everything we do. Great baseball player, obviously, good ping pong player, just an all-around good guy.
Draft day was pretty special for each of these fellas. They were headed to different places, but they were intertwined in each other's experience. A pretty cool story about how they marked the occasion. Libby with the first answer, and then Gorman weighs in with his side of the story.
So we both had our draft parties, whatever you want to call it, separately at our houses with our immediate friends and family. And then after it all happened, we had a setup at a restaurant, like a local restaurant down the street. And we both went there and had a bunch of people there waiting for us and got to celebrate with everybody. It was awesome.
I was actually in my living room. We had a bunch of people over at my house. Had to go into my garage to talk to my agent because he's the one that called me. The Cardinals didn't call right away. They called after it happened, but he told me, hey, you're going to be a Cardinal. Congratulations. It's probably the best thing that could have happened to you. So went back inside. Nothing had happened yet. Sat down, kind of tried to play it cool, but kind of had a smile on my face at the same time with all the friends and family there. And the next pick was up and heard my name called, and it was just, you know, kind of erupted. And all the things I've done as, you know, growing up to get to that point was just kind of came out in emotions. And yeah, then I also got to spend it with Liberatore. Later that night, we both met up at a local spot and, you know, celebrated because our families are close too.
So here's the big question. I think this one's kind of fun. You can't ask guys a question like this when they play for different organizations, even if they have a great relationship. You don't want to tip that scouting report in case they would ever face in the professional ranks. But now that Libby is over here with the Cardinals, we can ask, how would you get Nolan Gorman, the number two rated prospect in the Cardinals system, a guy that has raised some eyebrows at Cardinals spring trainings in the past, how do you get that guy out when you're facing him from 60 feet 6 inches?
Exactly what I did in high school. I beat him soft in a way and hard up and in, but that was what happened to work for me. I saw the guys trying to do the same thing and didn't turn out so well for them, so maybe it was a fluke, maybe it wasn't.
Libby is just now being baptized into what it means to be a Cardinal. Came over in January, got to go on a Cardinals caravan to Peoria, among other stops. That actually included Gorman as well. Kind of a neat experience. They got to face the fans as a group together that first time. And then, of course, down at the Hyatt Regency St. Louis at the Arch, they took part in the winter warm-up this past January as well. So we asked Libby, hey, what's it been like to see Cardinal fans in the reception that you're getting? Because you've never played a major league game. You haven't yet played a minor league game. And yet there are people who know all about you and are excited to have you among the Cardinals pitching prospects. What's that like for you as a player?
Unreal. Not sure what I could compare it to, but it's been super cool so far. Everybody's super enthusiastic about the city and the team and the atmosphere and culture and everything, so makes me excited to play.
Libby yet to play his first game as part of the Cardinals organization, but Gorman, of course, well, he's played here since 2018 with a couple of different farm clubs for the Cardinals, ending most recently with Peoria in the Midwest League, and he's had a pretty decent amount of success throughout the different levels of the organization. We'll see where he gets assigned when baseball returns anew, hopefully here in 2020. But we wanted to know, hey, you go from being a kid, graduating high school, you've got a lot of hype around you, but then all of a sudden you're thrown into professional baseball, even at the lower level, short season and A-ball. What's that like? What's the learning curve like? And what have your impressions of pro ball been to this point?
Well, it's a completely different level, that's for sure. But I think it's been nothing but great. The Cardinals have been doing a great job with developing and helping me kind of transition into being my own person and, you know, knowing myself better than anybody. And it's been an easy transition for me, and thanks to the Cardinals.
I have to say, they really strike you when you sit in the room with them as two genuinely good kids. They are best of friends, and it should be pretty fun to watch them chase each other through the levels of the Cardinals minor league system, and eventually, you would think, end up as teammates here in St. Louis. What a fun couple of guys, and what a fun story this will be to follow as time goes along. Glad that you could join us today for this episode of the program. If you liked it, we do this kind of thing pretty often. We do it every week during the baseball season, and we've been doing it a lot here while we wait for baseball to return as well. You can listen to full episodes wherever you get your podcasts. We also appreciate any ratings or subscriptions that you might be able to give us at those outlets. And you can also, for the first time this year, check out whole episodes on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, we've got a feature story from Cardinals Insider on Libby and Gorman. Emily Stevens tells the tale. You can just head on over to youtube.com/Cardinals and in the search bar type Gorman and Libby to watch that and plenty of other great content from Cardinals Insider, as well as historic highlights from Cardinals history. And we've got some long-form content, including Home, the Molina story, and in-depth interviews, all of it available at the Cardinals YouTube channel. It is your one-stop shop, one of the best places to go if you are missing baseball right now. Until next time, for Nolan Gorman and Matthew Libitor, I'm Brett McMillan. This has been the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.